Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
I heartily endorse this event or product.
Ahoy, hoy, everybody, and welcome to a special Talking Simpsons announcement. I am one of your hosts, Bob Mackey, and I can assure you the PTA is not disbanding.
Hey, it's Henry Gilbert, and that's good because I was about to jump out my window.
it's a two-story drop. You'd be dead. So, yes, up front, a big announcement. Talking Simpsons is ending. Your confusion about what's happening in 2021. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have paused like that. How many people did I just kill?
I know, they drove off the road. No, everything's fine. We are continuing for years to come.
I'm being a little stinker up front.
But yes, in case you hadn't listened to our recent community podcast, we did just do a poll on the Patreon about what we would do next after season 11. It was, would we continue on to season 12 or would we revisit season 2 as we had done with season 1?
And the results were about 70-30, so 70% for going on and repeating season 2 and 30% for just continuing with season 12. So we have decided that there are enough of you who want 12 that we will compromise. And it only works in podcasts, never in politics. And so our plan for 2021, and it should take up the entire year plus some change, is to go back and forth between 2 and 12 so everybody's happy.
Yeah, so the first episode of 2021, you can look forward to once 11 is done, will be our season 2 re-exploration of Bart Gets an F. And then the episode after that that we will cover will be season 12's opener, Treehouse of Horror 11, and so on, alternating back and forth, though also with our monthly community podcast, Talk to the Audience, coming in as well at the end of each month.
And we'll be ping-ponging back between 2000 and 1990 and 1991 and 2001. It'll be us directly 10 years apart in time, these two seasons.
Yeah, which makes it extra fitting. I really like that. And I hope you guys like that timing too. And also, you know, it doesn't break our rhythm that we're going in with the Scully years, but it also does let us return to seasons that, you know, we did cover 5 years ago, but we feel like those are like 30-minute long podcasts, and we hadn't done the research, the interviews, all these things that make our podcast so much denser than they were before. I think if you compare the season one versions, the revisit we did to the originals too, you see how much we learned and brought so much more to it. So I hope you'll feel the same about our season two ones. I mean, that is, I hope that's why season two won in the voting as well. But now it's going to be both ways. So you won't have to wait 7 months for us to finish season two to get to season 12.
So that'll be, I think, 43 total episodes between both seasons. So, and then we do how many episodes in a year?
40.
If
there are the 12 end of month ones we do each year as well.
So it'll take us through most of the year and then a bit of January and February as well. So
I can't imagine what 2022 even looks like.
And right, who knows what we'll be doing then. Yeah. Finding clean drinking water, I think.
But wait, we'll be talking about three men in a comic book no matter what we're doing.
Yes. So, in another announcement up front, is we want to talk about our $15,000 goal, because when we made it, we never in our wildest dreams thought we'd get this far, and we are so close to $15,000 that we need to decide what we want to do.
Yeah. So, and thank you to everybody who put us so, have already put us so close to it. Thanks to all the you longtime subscribers and all of our brand new signups. When we created those goals, like, we were hopeful we would hit our original one of like 8,000.
Yeah.
We'd hit it like maybe in a couple of years we'll start that new podcast. And now here we are. Mm-hmm.
And so the original $15,000 goal, that was to have a third miniseries on top of the other two we're doing. And Henry and I realized that even with editors, there's only so much that we can do personally. So we decided, instead of doing a third miniseries, if we hit $15,000, we will instead make Talking Futurama a monthly regular series behind the paywall, the $5 paywall. That way we are still doing that third miniseries, but we are spacing it out over the course of a year, making it much more manageable to do.
So we would still do every 6 months, a 2 to 3 month period of a miniseries like we just started with Futurama Season 2, Part 2. But during those entire year, each month, additionally, for the $5 and up subscribers, there would be one episode of Talking Futurama. That also means if we hit that goal, that then Talking Futurama would just be a constant monthly podcast and would not be another mini series that you'd vote on. So
yeah. So like if you subscribe for $5 a month or up, you get the early episodes. You also get the two mini series a year and you get your monthly episode of Talking Futurama. And I think Talking Futurama is our most popular mini series to date. Mm-hmm. So it only makes sense to make it a regular series, and we have done so much of it so far that it won't take us very long to cruise through the Fox Run in a few years, I think.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're already up to season three, and 3 and 4 will just fly right by, but with the monthly schedule, you can savor it even longer. So yes, you know, if you want to stay at that bonus soon, you know, you can always go up to the $10 level and check out all the awesome movie podcasts we've done if you're still not there yet.
And I think the one other benefit of Futurama becoming just a monthly regular series for patrons is that it will stop being a battle between Futurama and King of the Hill every miniseries poll.
Yes.
And I mean, I'm happy with going back and forth of those. It'd be great if it would be King of the Hill and something else, you know, give something else a chance, because if Futurama and King of the Hill, either one of those would always win, except for Mission Hill.
Yeah, that was the one time Mission Hill pulled it out, and that was so much fun to do that one and focus on something that wasn't King of the Hill or Futurama, as much as we love King of the Hill and Futurama. So I think that scenario could end up being the best of all worlds, that we'll be doing a monthly Futurama plus a King of the Hill once a year and another thing the other half of the year.
So quick wrap up, just to sum up everything we said so far. Starting in 2021, we'll be doing both season 2 and season 12. Not at the same time, mind you, just one season 2 episode, one season 12. One season 2, one season 12, and so on until we reach the end of both. And then we decide what we do next, which is probably just going to be season 13.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, if we hit $15,000, then Talking Futurama will become a monthly podcast, and we will still have the existing two miniseries a year on top of that. You'll just get Talking Futurama spaced out over the course of the year as your third miniseries.
Yes, yeah. So thanks again so much for your support. Hope that clears it up. Thanks to everybody who commented on the poll about 2 versus 12. There were a lot of great insights into it that I think helped convince me and Bob to do the split production idea. So thanks to all of you who suggested that in the comments as well.
And just to address a few things, like I do feel like there are a few comments about this, and I can tell everybody out there, we're not going to basically remake all of our podcasts from scratch over again. There's a certain point where we have decided, like, well, this is where we figured it out, and it's definitely not season 2, but
no,
you don't have to worry about us treading old ground forever. It just we have decided that this is an area that we could definitely improve upon, and season 2 is one of those
for sure. And don't, I mean, we made it past Maud's death. We're not stopping.
Yes,
guys, like, you can't stop, nothing can stop Talking Simpsons, just like how you can't stop the Simpsons.
We'll have podcasts for
years. But neither of us will become a robot.
It's true.
So thanks again for all of your support, and stay tuned for more awesome podcasts coming your way.
Infotainment.